Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We are back off hiatus. Don had to be a husband last week.
And a son.
And a son.
My mom was in town.
Yeah. Shout out to Mama Don.
Yeah. That's her name.
What's your mom's name?
Christy.
Christy. I wanted to say Sandy for some reason.
Nope.
You're not Drake. I was watching the video. I was watching the video of like people breaking down the Pusha T diss to Drake today. While I was eating Chipotle at your house.
Chipotle.
Man, what a time. What a time.
Yeah.
There has not been anything that's happened since then where like all my friends text me at once like, did you hear the diss to diss drop?
That was one of the few times the world actually stopped for a second to be like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
You were hiding a child.
Yeah. What's made the world stop recently? Like as far as music, like, oh my, everybody's like tuned in to this.
Beyonce's tour. Tina Turner dying.
Yeah.
Fuck, I feel like something else.
I'm trying to roll through in my head.
It's crazy because I know there's something like really big. Everybody was like, yo, yeah. I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Was it a diss though, right?
Nah.
Because I don't think about any disses I could think of.
Nah. I was just thinking like a music moment.
Like something big happened?
Yeah, like that made everybody like, yo, stop. I know Takeoff's passing also.
That was a big one.
That was big. I don't know. Interesting. Anyways, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast episode. It's been a while. Yeah, I don't know.
Because I don't even know what
222
actual date is.
No, 223?
It might be 23.
I think it's 23.
Oh, it is 222.
Oh, I was right.
All twos.
I thought it was
all twos.
Yeah, 222.
Then yeah. Angel numbers.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
I mean, angel numbers are good no matter what.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't pay attention to that type of stuff. It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni. Extra cheese and pepperoni. Hey, this is solo. I really ask for no backup singers. All right. Enough from the peanut gallery. That's like, I love that phrasing of words, the peanut gallery. That's hilarious. Did they get that from like the peanuts? Or you don't know?
No, it's an old ass phrase. I don't know.
Oh, because everybody used to eat peanuts at the circus or a show or whatever.
Yeah, instead of popcorn eating fucking peanuts.
Yeah, that's. Anyways. I'm gonna stop my AKAs right there. Get straight to the shit. What's good, Dalton?
It's your other host with the even more most.
Yeah, that's true. We talked about it on the way here.
That was white as shit. Yeah. That was so.
Because he always talks about himself being the host of the most. So I have.
I am the host with the most, though.
No better. It's Dalton Smith. You know, raising dad.
Full time. They don't stop.
No. He's getting fucking ginormous.
Yeah. Lanky.
Yeah.
Lanky.
He's getting real hyperactive and.
Yep, big boy.
He's getting ready to.
Slap you in the face.
Yep. Shit.
Dude. You better be ready, nigga.
Yeah, you gotta be ready.
No, he kind of just like.
I can't wait till you start like calling me, bro. Like when Dalton start bucking back. Oh, Dalton. We're ready to start bucking back at you, bro.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
We'll see.
Shit.
We'll see.
Okay. Hey, man, it's gonna happen. He got some nigga in here, dog.
Okay.
Like, it's gonna happen, bro. Like, he gonna feel like, bro, you can't talk to me like that. I'm bigger than you, bro. It's gonna happen. Every father and son have that moment. And, you know, Mufasa just didn't live long enough.
Okay.
With, you know, with Simba, you know what I'm saying? But I'm sure they would have gotten into a little cat fight. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he was getting kind of saucy though with him because he was like, "Why can't I go out there, bro? I'm gonna rule the land. I want to go over there." He's like, "Nah, bro."
Yeah.
And he was like, "I'm gonna do it."
Yeah. And he's like,
"They say I can't do this."
He's like,
"Okay,
I'm done after this podcast."
Hey, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Show off that sleeve that's wrapped up.
Oh God.
Bacon in that fucking Saran wrap.
It's sweating.
Looking like a rotisserie chicken. Right
It looked good. The stencil she showed me.
It's looking real good. I can't wait for it to be finished.
Hey, what's the thing where like all women's like they click up at the same, like they link, they sync? I'm not talking about periods. I'm talking about like, listen, let me break it down. I ain't get there.
Oh God.
So like, you got a tattoo today, right? And then some other people, women got tattoos like recently too. Like y'all, women seem to like do the same things at the same time. Is that synchronization? Like, I know it's not planned, but have you ever noticed that? Like,
I notice it whenever like I'm reading a new book,
and what, and another woman's reading that same book.
Like, I'll read a book, and then like a month later, it's like the new fucking like bestseller reading book. Everyone's got it, like type of thing. That always happens to me. Whenever I read a really good book, it, all of a sudden, within a month, it's everywhere and everyone's reading it.
Okay, that's fair to say.
Sidebar about that. I've always wondered. Do you notice how every book is a number one times bestseller?
Yeah.
And bro, they explained that before.
Okay, because I'm always like, I was like, bro, this can't.
They all can't be like that.
But they are, because books don't drop like albums drop. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, but I'm just saying every book being a number one time bestseller. Because every time I see a book, you pick it up to cover looks cool.
The book's chart is different, but they have it. I don't know if it was Charlemagne or whatever, because you know you got a couple books, and somebody asked him, and he explained it, like how that works. Their charts are different or whatever.
I mean, I'm happy books are selling.
Right.
Always.
For sure.
But I've always been
the thing about books with you, though. Do you think it's a thing that you notice more because you're into books? Like, I guess it wouldn't be the same, like, I don't know, with like shoes or whatever. Like,
yeah, no. I mean, I'm a part of Book Talk, and that's like a really big thing. And it's like, so within Book Talk, if you know, I read a book, and then I do have like, I'm in maybe like 7 different book groups.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And you know, with people from all over the world. Like, I have a friend that I met over a year ago, and she's in Germany. Mm-hmm. And like, we do a book club in Germany.
Wow.
But
Agadosh.
But, wow. Like,
shout out to celebrity.
Yeah. But no, like, we'll, what the fuck?
He's not German.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be silly today because we ain't got no topics.
We have none, guys. None.
How was everybody's week, though?
Oh, my God.
Wait. Before we go on, Diamond is on a sabbatical. She will return.
Some paid leave.
When shit.
Paid leave.
She on paid leave. She still going to get these phone calls. Like, we need these notes, all that shit. If you ain't going to be here in person, your ass better be on the other end of the line.
You got to work from home.
You got to work from home.
You got to participate.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a team effort.
She is on her sabbatical, though, so she will return when she's good and ready. All right? So yeah. I just wanted to shout out baby girl. And so everybody's, Amanda, you say you haven't seen this in a while.
I know.
You were going to pull up last week, but we weren't here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week before that,
you couldn't come.
Yeah, because you were being a mom.
No,
Melody had a play or something. Oh yeah,
your friend was in town.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah, Jordan was in town.
Okay, the week before that, you were being a mom.
The week before that, I was being a mom because Mel had her recital and she fucking killed it.
That's what's up. Shout out to Mel. Yeah,
shout out to Mel. She got an award and everything. She killed that shit.
What was she like?
Like best
Mary Poppins or what?
No, she plays the cello. She's in the orchestra.
Oh, that's what's
she's
up.
She's in the score. So she plays cello.
She first seat.
She's second.
Okay, that's cool.
She got an award.
Yeah.
She got an award for most improved.
Nice.
So we're working towards that first seat, number one.
Yes.
We're working towards it.
I've told this story before, but I got thrown in first seat because the actual first seat didn't show up.
See, I was thinking that, like, I should find that kid and poison them.
Oh, man. Of course.
Not bad poison, just a like, day poison.
We didn't make it 10 minutes without an evil joke. So.
Oh, no. It's going to be very evil today. Very wicked.
Yeah. So, I was being a mom 1 week. Friend was in town the another week. And then...
We were gone
1 week. Mm-hmm. So, which is crazy because I feel like, I haven't seen y'all in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So much has happened in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Some things I can't talk about. I can't disclose. Yeah. Some other things I can't. Crazy enough, so my cousin is married to a woman whose family owns like a little venue in Jackson, right? So his dad, my Uncle Jackie, I think you met him, he has a lawn business. He's mm-hmm. like big time. He's been doing this shit since probably before the 90s, but I wasn't born until then. So, so he was at their place of establishment, like getting the lawn shit together, you know, tending to the lawn, bushes and all that shit. And I guess he stumbled upon a wasp nest and they ate his ass up.
Oh.
He passed out, bro. He had to go to the hospital and everything. I was like,
you got anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, I'm glad he's okay. They gave him Benadryl and whatever. He's doing fine. But that's the uncle that like seen it all, done it all. So I know he'd be in heaven like, I can't believe. Like, after all the shit that I've been through, a fucking wasp got me, bro. Like, that's all. When my dad told me.
God checking him in.
Right.
He's like, look, God. I just got to ask why before I walk in. Why wasp?
Right. So I was like, after all the shit this man's been through, a fucking wasp. And he's been cutting. He's got stung before. Yeah. Like, whatever. But, you know, thank God he's with us. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say this, but I'm going to say this. It's my favorite uncle. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to have a favorite, you know?
Yes, you are.
Well, I guess. I don't feel, especially how close my family is, like having a favorite is like a slight.
I don't think so.
It is to me. Like, I feel
Shelby's
like.
Shelby's grandmother calls Shelby her favorite grandchild.
Like, in front of everybody else?
Yes.
Well, oh, yeah.
My grandma says that Vince is her favorite.
My grandparents did that with me and my brother. They did that. And there's like 27 of us. And they literally would say that in front of everybody, and then we'd fucking get picked on.
I need some authentic Hispanic food too. So let me know when y'all doing that.
I'm always cooking. Well, I mean, I don't talk to my family.
Uh huh.
I haven't seen my family since my mom died, but I mean, I be cooking all the time.
We gonna see.
I cook everything. All
this
the time.
Is YouTube cooker guy. I was watching this shit today.
Okay.
Shit made me want some Mexican food bad, man.
Katie's had some of my Mexican food. She's had some like enchiladas.
Her neighbors, why?
No, I mean her neighbors, all of her neighbors.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no,
because that's Twink Dick and Swank and all them. Yeah,
sister, right?
Yeah.
Her sauce is bomb as fuck.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah. She made me a bowl one time. I need to get some more of that.
Yeah. That's the one thing. My mom, that little bitch, she didn't teach me how to make her pico de gallo, and that shit is bomb. Or her salsa. She taught me how to make everything but her pico and her salsa, and I'm pissed.
She took
about
that to the grave, my nigga.
Yeah, little bitch.
Right. Did you read that book? I'm happy my mom's dead or whatever.
Okay, I ordered it because I was waiting for it to come out on paperback because I absolutely hate. Sorry.
Get it out.
Can you hand me that tequila?
Didn't, who wrote that book?
Jenny McCarthy from iCarly.
There you go.
So, like, I absolutely hate hardcover. Like, every single one of my books on my bookshelf is paperback.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I cannot stand hardcovers. Just because I bend my books.
Ah, okay.
And also, like, I'm writing in my books and I, like, anoint my books.
My mom always has to buy a hardcover. It's interesting. Yeah.
Hey, we have preferences.
Yeah, I think she likes it the way it look on a bookshelf.
Yeah, I get that. She's, I get that.
Your mom's a
hardcover. Yeah, she likes hardcovers.
My mom is a huge reader, but she reads all horror books.
I love that. Same.
She's like, all day.
I read everything. I just read like a 780 page book in 24 hours because fuck, it was good.
And she'll be like, yeah.
I'm going to read y'all this message.
She'll be like, she'll say it. Don't shout. She'll be like, yeah, right now, this demon's like eating his guts. And I'm like, okay, cool, bro.
Yeah, no. The book that I was reading, she had two penises in her vagina and one in the mouth.
There you go.
So it's good times. But yeah, no. I definitely want to read that book because I was waiting for it to come out in paperback, but I read like a couple weeks ago that it's not going to. It's just going to be hardcover.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to get it hardcover and it's going to bug the shit. I mean, I'm not going to put it on my bookshelf. I'm going to put it like as decoration somewhere else.
Once
I'm done reading it, because I heard that it's like real good.
So somebody had asked me, how do you feel about reading together? And I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was like books?
Like books?
She said, yes, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. Ray and I do that.
Yeah.
But I told her straight up, like, I'm not reading, bro. Like,
he said, I'm not reading.
She know I can't
read. Can you read? Can you read?
So I'm an Audible person. So I said, can I, you read it and I listen to it on Audible? Like, is that a fair compromise? You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same book.
Same
like,
book.
I actually beat you listening to it versus reading it.
Yeah.
It's still the book. Right? Yeah. But, I mean.
Look at us. Some nerds.
We
talk about books.
We do that shit.
Proud of y'all.
we do like the, we have like these workbooks we do together.
Mm.
One's like a hers and a mine's a his, so my questions are a little bit different than hers. But,
right.
But most of them are like answer that are some like answer how you would answer, then answer how your spouse would answer, shit like that. Oh, am I supposed to take a shot of this? What is this, 1800?
Yeah.
Horchata.
Oh, this shit good.
Yeah. So good.
El gato. I don't know what gato means.
Cat.
El gato. It means,
yeah.
Cat. I know basic Spanish.
Oh,
you should learn that on Fast and Furious.
I really, really want to learn Spanish, bro, because I have so many customers come in that only speak Spanish or their English is like very, very poor. I guess poor. And I want to learn so bad, especially for like the ones who wouldn't expect it. For me, like, so I can just be like, Telemundo. And they'd be like, oh my God.
He said Telemundo.
Oh my God.
Okay, listen. As like people, I'm sure people like you see the ads for it, but Duolingo is really good for like starting a language.
Mm-hmm.
It won't give you like specifics,
right?
But it'll start giving you like you'll start memorizing words, phrases, and then how sentences work,
yeah.
And then you can like expand from that. That's what I did.
Which Japanese, right?
Yeah, I learned like words, phrases, and then when I got in my classes, he was like, "What do you know?" I was like, pretty much basic, but I know like with certain words, and then he broke down like the rules of the language. Once you learn the rules of a language, everything's easy. At that point, you just have to relearn every word again.
So, when I'm going to ask for their phone numbers, in my mind, I'm like,
nombre,
ocho uno,
nombre,
what's seven? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete. Just so like ocho uno siete, but then I always get a brain fart like. Why would their phone up? I feel like it should be more fluent than just saying the numbers. I don't know. It's weird, but I'm going to get it one day.
It'll still be understood.
Yeah, yeah,
just take pauses.
Yeah. That'll happen eventually. Work has been cool-ish. I'm working harder than I've ever worked before in my life. It's fine. I really do enjoy my coworkers, though, man.
That's good.
It's fun
makes
to...
It makes it 10 times better.
Yeah, it's fun to interact with them. I was telling Shelby today, like, I was so used to being in the back, like, I didn't really get to mingle with the people in the front until now. And just learning their personalities, like, what makes them tick, like, how to work with them. Because, like, not, you know, being in management, which I'm sure you understand, you can't treat every person... like as an employee, you know what I'm saying? They're still a person with personality, with likes and dislikes, how they like to work, all these things. And I don't even know if they're doing it, but like when I engage them, like I'm coming for like information, like not to scold or anything like that, you know? So I'm really just trying to gauge them, figure out how I could best get them to do what I want them to or need them to do or whatever, right? But I'm doing it, I feel like, in a way that's, like, again, like, we just shooting the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why I brought this up. I forgot why, but one of my cashiers is, like, into K-pop heavy.
Yeah.
BTS heavy. You know what I'm saying? All these niggas' names and what they eat and all this shit.
Look, just for me.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. I slept on them, bro.
Yeah. What's that? Was it Basse? What's he mean?
Look, I don't know him like that.
Yeah.
However, they got shit.
Yeah, they got some jams?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I thought, you know, because Shelby was listening to, like, one of their playlists one time.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the earlier stuff is like all in Korean, right?
Yeah.
But I could hear like the R&B rap influence
yeah,
in it.
Yeah.
And then like you jump, then they got so big, you jump forward like 2 years from that. They speak in English.
Yeah.
All they hits are in English.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers got to go. I'm not even going to lie. And then right now they're like serving like their military time.
Right.
But
so when I first got put onto them, yeah. obviously because of, you know, I heard the influence early, but yeah. it was like early 2000s influence, like R&B.
Because
they'll sing and then the rap feature at the end or whatever.
And the way they harmonize, like all that shit.
Yeah, all that shit's influenced by like early 2000s.
They got bops, bro.
No, they do. But I automatically assumed that because she liked K-pop, she liked anime.
Yeah, not true.
Not true.
Yeah, not true at all.
Not true.
Yeah.
And she was like, what makes you think I like anime? I was like, shit, nigga, you listen to fucking BTS? She was like, nope. Exactly. So, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was interacting with a customer
you would know. Now, anime fans will listen to, like, anime songs.
Right.
K-pop is not that.
It's not that.
You would be like.
Don't be
You would be like, what list do you write? Oh, this is the theme song for Demon Slayer. You'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And then remember when I was working at the car parts place or whatever? And like one of the dudes that had been there for a while, he was, you know, showing me the ropes. He was like, "Yeah, bro, I'm into the big titty drawn anime
hentai."
I'm into hentai, bro. I was like, "Oh, word." me too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this because you're like, what is hentai, bro?
Yeah, I was like, wait, what the fuck is hentai?
Cartoon porn, bro.
So I went back to him and I was like, you a freaky ass nigga, bro.
Do you know what that word means? No. It means pervert in Japanese. So it's just pervert.
I didn't know that.
But the word isn't a negative connotation.
Yeah, like, I get
hentai.
You.
It's like a category.
But anyways, yeah, it's cool. Work's been cool, whatever. I had my first, I don't even know what this is called. Well, I guess robbery. I don't know.
You got robbed?
We got robbed, yeah. Broad daylight, nigga. It wasn't even 5 o'clock yet.
Wait.
Snatch and grab. So, like.
You didn't chase them, did you?
Let me break it down.
Oh, God.
Because, like, fuck it.
So. Yeah,
they don't pay you enough.
They don't.
No one ever does.
So.
Hey. Oh, he gone.
Right. So, I'm sitting there talking to my co-worker. Her name is, I'm not gonna say her name, but she's very what's the word I'm looking for, she was in the military and she was an administrator at the high schools, so she about it, right?
Okay. She a thug.
So we talking, we just rapping regular, like, yeah, I think I'm gonna pull the manager drawer at this time and we gonna try to get the store, you know, just random. And so I see the first guy. Right? The first guy, I remember exactly what he looked
like. He was a scout.
No. They was already done by the time me and her are talking. Okay. But he had all black on, like me. But he had on dark shades.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was weird. But he had a suitcase, like the rolly kind. That's what he stole.
He stole the suitcase.
Yeah, but you got to think, like, he might have had time to put shit into the stuff, you know? Yeah. So I see we're standing right there by the door. Mm-hmm. You haven't been inside that Goodwill yet, right?
Not since you worked there. Yeah. I've been there before, though.
Okay, so the Pepsi machine's right there. That's where me and her are standing, and the door is directly behind the Pepsi machine, like, to leave. So we're standing right there, and I just see him speed walking out of the fucking door, right? And I thought it was weird because I didn't think about the dark shades and all black until afterwards. I just thought it was weird that he kept like a straight face and like didn't look left or right or anything. Right, like he just kept straight out the door. So I was like, huh.
Professional.
I'm listening to her and I'm still watching him, like, that was very weird, but okay. Then whoever he came with, he had a face mask on, his hood on, and he had a rack of clothes like this, like just.
Oh, he just carried them straight up,
straight out. So the my coworker I was talking to, she was like, "Can I help you, sir? Do you need help? Can I help you?" and like starts speed walking towards him, but he out the door. So there's an older black lady, like probably late 60s, 70s, talking to my coworker, like, no, don't chase after them. They might shoot you. Like, she, you know, she old, scared, you know what I'm saying?
Don't chase after them.
No, they might shoot you.
Right. But me, I'm like, I was like, if you go out there and they buck, I got a buck because I'm not finna let them buck at you. But I also might get my ass whooped, and that'd be bad for that'd be bad. It was two of them, and they're definitely African. No disrespect, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying they were Africans, not African Americans. That was Africans. So I was like, man, these niggas might give me a run for my money. You know what I'm saying? It's two of them. I'm by myself. The only other man there. You know what I'm saying? He might not make it in time. I might have to get my ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? So. I'm like, yeah, let them go. Like, let them go. So she pulls out her phone. She's recording them as they drive off and tries. She reads out the license plate. She's like, they're going eastbound on such and such. So I was like, okay, that's good enough. Send me the footage. I'll send it to who we may concern and see what. You know, obviously, they can't do anything. Just the next time, if they come in, which they probably won't if they were smart, you know. We'll be like, yo, y'all stole from us. Y'all are banned from this store. We see you back in here. Call the police or whatever. But it was just interesting because it was the first time that's happened on, you know, on my watch or whatever. I was the only manager in the store. So I was like, huh, that's what it feels like. So I went in back. Matter of fact, it definitely wasn't even 5 o'clock yet because I still have production back there and they leave at 4:30. So I was like, yo, we just got robbed, bro. I went back there and told them, like, yo, we just got fucking robbed. And, you know, I don't know. Shit, what y'all want me to do? I wouldn't fit that. Hell nah. I could have been, what's homie from the UFC, the African dude that be whooping everybody ass? They might be on some shit. And then it's just me. I got a lump on my eye.
And just think about how casually they did that shit.
Oh, come on.
They crazy.
Man. They would have whooped my ass. And
they sell them from a charity?
Bro, I ain't even feel alive. The first nigga was already, he go to the gym. I could tell. Shoulders and shit. I was like, yeah, he going to give me a run for my money. I'm probably going to get my ass thrown through this glass right here.
Yeah.
The other guy, I probably could have took him. He didn't look like a threat. But anyway.
Damn. That was some shit's happening while you're a manager.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? But, let me tell y'all something else that happened. So, right. Yesterday, we were, I was in the back just chilling. It was a slow. Wednesdays are always slow. So, we have community service people that come and work, like, you know, they work out their time or whatever during LJ.
I did that.
You went to a Goodwill? Huh. We would love to have you at our Goodwill, Amanda. There was this one girl that came in there. She was a bad.
I remember that. Yeah.
You need a job because we hiring low key. I want to see you again. And her boyfriend was abusive to her and shit. She looked good, Dalton. She was really good. She like her last day. She like, bye, Chris. Never talked to a day in my life. Like, how you know my name? You inquiring.
You inquiring.
What happened, Brent? Tell me what happened.
Yeah, okay. So, we out there, and I'm hitting my vape. I'm talking to the CS worker. He rap. He let me listen to his music and shit. He on Spotify. He's big time. He verified on Spotify. Like, he got some shit popping. You know what I'm saying? So, I was like, bro, you doing all this shit. You talking about you signed a $1 million deal and shit. Why the fuck are you getting in trouble? Like, what are you... He told me what he was doing. I ain't gonna put his business out there.
Sure.
But I was like, oh, yeah. You gotta stop, bro. I could tell he's younger, too. He's still dying his hair and shit. So I was like, yo, chill out. He wanna work there. Like, he needs some, you know, in between, which is smart. I'm glad he's not, you know what I'm saying, just trying to get rap money. So I was like, yeah, bro, this is rules of engagement working here. Church, give him a rose. We outside smoking a vape, just chilling, talking, whatever. So we see the fire truck zoom by. We see the ambulance zoom by. Three police cars zoom by. And, like, directly across the street, they built that Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, the fuck they doing at the Dunkin' Donuts? So I didn't know what happened, right? So I went and got my haircut. Everything I got to do is in that radius, right?
Yeah.
So I go get my haircut this morning, and my barber, he's cutting me. He was like, yeah, man, yesterday, somebody got shot over there. I was like, nigga, what? I was like, what you mean somebody got shot? He's like, yeah, bro. Apparently, he got shot in the neighborhood that's right behind, you know, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you, I won't give too much information, you know, but if you, you know, coming down that
it's
way.
It's right behind you. Yeah.
Barden or whatever, right, to Collins, that neighborhood right there. It started there, and the dude ran to the Duncan after he got shot.
Oh, the and, guy that got shot right yeah, over there. Yeah. Okay.
And
Cameron shit.
Type shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, apparently it was over $20. I was like,
$20?
Exactly what I said.
$20?
I'm thinking about it. Like,
I guarantee the shooter was like, it's about the principal.
It's the principal. If I let this slide.
Right. I got to let the next. Whole time I was thinking, bro, I would have gave that nigga $20 to avoid somebody get. I was like, bro, just take the 20. I don't want nobody to get shot, bro. Like, and
you got Cash App. Right. You look like Cash App.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, let me Cash App you. I ain't got Zelle, but I got Cash App. You know what I'm saying? I can send you this.
I'll see 21. Well,
I'll see you 25, nigga, just so I can leave too. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, and I'm trying to figure out, like, why do you know so much about some shit that happened a block away?
He has to know. That's his job. That's his job as a barber.
Nigga, when this is the first time this particular barber's come out here.
Those are
I was
our
in the
gossip
barn.
Girls.
Yeah.
The nigga was outside smoking a Black and Mild. I was walking past him, and he was like, you need to cut? I said, you goddamn right. He's like, we not quite open yet, but you can come back. I went to the smoke shop, wooty woot, came back, got my hair
Chris,
cut.
Chris, you are you break the guy code.
I do,
much.
But let me look.
You got different barbers?
Yes.
That's actually smart, though, because no, I paid. No,
I can't.
No, I paid. So with Austin, every barber he's been to is a friend of mine. And I've made sure that if he fucked me over, barbers fuck him up. So no, that's smart. You change up your barbers.
That's not why I do it.
Yeah.
But
nah.
My barber, I hit him yesterday because, you know, I had a day planned today.
Yeah, I know.
So, well, Shelby called me yesterday and was like, yo, I need your help or whatever with Raiden. I said, bet, let me rearrange my shit.
I want to help with Raiden.
Shit. I was okay today, but I thought I had something to do. So I was kind of like, man, I'm gonna be running behind. But it didn't end up happening. Anyways, I text my original barber yesterday. I said, what's the earliest time you got? He said, 9:30. I said, bet. I will be there. He said, I got you. I'll show you the text. So I wake up at 9. Like, I roll out of bed. I brush my teeth. I don't even wash my face, but I did brush my teeth. I could have did the extra step. But I ain't had no crust, so I felt like I was okay. I hopped in my lift, and I went to the barbershop. Both the other two barbers that work there, they're there. One ain't got no custo.
You went to House of Faze, right?
No, that's where I went after my original barber, because my the barber's loft is on the other side
of
the street.
Yeah, by the coffee shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I go, I'm sitting, it's 9:30. I'm like, okay, I get it. It's, you know, maybe, you know, running behind. I know he got kids and shit. So now I was like 9:30, turned to 9:45, and I'm like, I called you. I was like, he was at where? I was like, okay, whatever. I ended up going to the coffee shop, got my vanilla iced coffee, 3 pumps of espresso. Gotta have it. All right. Went back. The nigga still wasn't there. So I was like, all right, I'm finna break the code. So I walked across the street with my intentions to go to the barber's loft or to
House of Faze.
But they weren't open, and that's when I saw this barber who was smoking a Black and Mild, and he was like, they wasn't open. So I went to smoke shop, came back with you. Anyways, I did my part. I made my appointment a day early. He calls me while I'm in the smoke shop. And he was like, oh, my bad, bro. I was cutting hair when you text me. I didn't have an opportunity to put you in the book or whatever, so I totally forgot. But if you could come any other time today, I got you. Well, I got you tomorrow. I said, oh, yeah, well, it probably ain't going to be today. I'll probably come tomorrow. Whole time I know, and I'm finna go see this nigga smoking a Black and Mild. He's smoking a Black and Mild. Plastic tip at that. So I know he lethal. I know he lethal.
He got that smoke.
He got to be all right. He's smoking a plastic tip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
OG.
Yeah. His name is Guru.
Yeah. Okay.
God damn.
Nigga, he wasn't wearing a bar. He my nigga. We had discourse. But he wasn't wearing a barber's apron. He was wearing a cooking apron, bro. It had the little, you know, the little basket thing that like is like the trademark for Thanksgiving, and it got all the fruits in it. Yeah. It had that shit on his apron. So I'm looking at this the whole time. I swear to God, bro. I'm like, he talking about exfoliating my skin and shit. I'm like, you in a goddamn kitchen apron, my guy.
Hey, if it works, it works.
It works. Oh, so he told me his name, and I'm like,
maybe he wears it because he be cooking. Maybe that's what it is. On, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, bro.
His name is Guru.
Come
man.
On, bro. So I was like,
did you say I'm Jay-Z?
No. So he told me his name is Guru. I said, okay, bet. But under that, I put Mr. Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Just in case I happen to roll back through there. But that was wild. But yeah, he had the whole details about the shooting. And I'm trying to figure out, like, how did he get this guy? So this is less than 24 hours.
The barbershop.
The barbershop. This is the barbershop.
Damn.
Yeah. For real. That shit was crazy. But I hope that guy who did get shot survived.
He's all right, yeah.
There was a lot of ambulances and fire trucks and shit, so.
That boy's bleeding out of Dunkin' Donuts.
Everyone's getting fucking shot. Did y'all see that Temptations, the strip club, got shut down for good because 3 people are dead?
Holy shit, no.
I'm going to say this about Temptations. I'm glad it's closed.
Okay.
I hate that place.
Okay, I'm gonna say something else.
Back
door. So number one, y'all know that I was bar manager. I took that bar manager position at El Chato.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So the owner Hector of El Chato owns Temptations.
Oh shit!
Wait! I thought that football player. Well, he just like funded the operation type shit because I thought a football player owned that spot. So,
he probably was like a co-owner or an investor.
Okay, maybe an investor.
But Hector owns Temptations.
Okay. Shout out to Hector.
No, fuck Hector. He can suck a dick.
Suck a dick, Hector.
This is the update about
So that. this is the update. I made it. So I've been there for 8 weeks. I was there for 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So into week six, I was asked to be the bar manager.
Mm-hmm.
I made it 2 weeks before me and all of my bartenders walked out on a Friday night shift.
Oh.
Mid shift.
Why? What happened?
Okay, so Hector has only ever worked in strip clubs. He's only ever owned strip clubs. So he talks to you like you're a fucking stripper.
Oh,
okay.
No.
And here's the thing. When I was a stripper, I get it. You talk to me like I'm a stripper because I am a stripper. There's a certain way you talk to us. Like we're fucking stupid. And like we're not shit. And that's basically what we were. Like, unfortunately, that's just how that world is. And you have to put up with it. Otherwise, you're not going to survive in that world. But when you're in a restaurant establishment, in a nice restaurant at that, like during the day, and then at night it turns into a nightclub, and you've got bottle service, and you've stuff like that, like you don't talk to people like that. Well, he was continuously talking to people like that, me included. But I just like let it slide, whatever. So I'm 6 weeks in. I've only gotten paid twice. Out of the 6 weeks that I worked there, I only got paid twice. And I was putting in like 70, 80 hours a week.
Yeah, so you have all this back pay that you don't got.
Yeah. He owes me like $4,000, $5,000.
There you go.
So then they made me bar manager. And I was like, okay, well, am I going to get paid? And they're like, yeah, we're going to pay you. So they gave me a salary on top of, you know, like my bar schedule, like mm-hmm. being bartending on the weekends. Because they're like, you know, you're still a bartender. Make your schedule. You know, pick whatever shift you want. I was like, all right, well, obviously I'm going to pick the busy shift, the Friday night, Saturday night. And then I'll just bar manage everything else. Well, wasn't paying me, like, my tip out. I was literally, because I didn't have any bartenders, and I was having to staff that place up. I finally staffed it up. I finally, you know, got a system in place, organized the bar, did everything to make the bar successful.
Mm-hmm.
And still wasn't getting paid. And a Friday night rolls around, and it was that Friday night. It was the Friday after my friend came into town, so mm-hmm. I didn't come that Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that Friday night, I'm there from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. I literally run home to go change and come back for my night shift because I'm bartending. And I get there at like 9, and I get behind the bar, and there's an older white couple because we're in Mansfield. So okay. It's an older white couple, and they kind of look like lost. Like they're just kind of looking around type of thing. And so I go up to them and I'm like, hi guys. Like, you know, how are you? Are you guys doing okay? And you know, really nice. They're like, hey, like we don't mean to be a bother. You know, we've been waiting about an hour and a half for our food. Like, do you mind going and checking on that? And I was like, of course. Like, I am so sorry. Like, I have no issues doing that. I print off their ticket. I go into the back and I ask Jose, who works like the line in the kitchen. And I was like, hey Jose, like, I have a couple that's been waiting for an hour and a half on their birra taco plates. And he was like, shit, dude, like, I'm sorry. We had a really big rush. Like, I must have gotten lost. Like, give me 3 minutes. I'll have them out. No big deal. I go out and I tell them, you know, hey, we just had a really big rush. Like, your ticket must have gotten lost. I'm so sorry. If you give us 3 minutes, we can have it out. super sweet. They were like, we completely understand. We saw that y'all were really busy whenever we came in. Like, we kind of understood, being so nice about it. And I was like, can I get y'all anything? Like, more chips and salsa? How about a queso bowl on me? You guys want another round? And they're like, actually, we'll take two Dos Equis. Cool. On my tab.
Easy money, yeah.
Easy, obviously. Like, I'm the bar manager. That's part of my job. So, oh, shit, I missed it. I missed the part. While I'm in the kitchen, before I even go back there, while I'm in the kitchen, Hector comes back into the kitchen. He goes, what the fuck are you doing in the kitchen? And I was like, and I explained to him, like, why I'm in the kitchen. He goes, I don't give a fuck. I don't pay you to be in the kitchen. Get back behind the bar right now. Like,
oh, no.
Screaming. No, no. No, I'm saying it calmly. He's screaming it at me.
Wow.
And the kitchen staff is literally staring at us like, fuck.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. He's in a mood. I've already dealt with this. He screams at me all the time. It is what it is. Like, he still has that stripper mentality. So I go back behind the bar, and I didn't realize he was behind me when I'm talking to the customers. And so, you know, I'm apologizing to them. I ring in the two Dos Equis. I grab them, and I put them in front of them. He looks at me and goes, what is that? And I was like, two Dos Equis. He goes, right, but where's their tab? And I was like, oh, well, I put those under my tab. Why are you doing that? Because they've been waiting an hour and a half for their food.
Mm-hmm.
He takes their beers from in front of them,
wow,
throws them in the trash, looks them in the eye, two old white couple, like a little old white couple.
Yeah.
And was like, if you don't like our wait times, you can go fuck yourselves and get the fuck out and never come back.
Oh, shit.
He said that?
To customers.
To customers. To customers.
Wow. All right.
To customers.
Okay.
I literally, my jaw dropped. I was at a loss for it, and he walks away, and I immediately look at them, and I'm like on the verge of crying because I feel so bad for these people. They're so nice. And I was like, I am so very sorry. Like, I don't even know what to say right now. I'm so sorry. And they're like, hey, like, it's not your fault. We're sorry that you're having to deal with that. Like, unfortunately, you know, we are leaving. We will not be coming back. We will be writing a review. We will be contacting the BBB. Of course, all understandable. All understandable.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, I apologize, and they leave. Hector comes over, and he was like, did they pay their tab? And I was like, no, Hector, they never got their food.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, they ordered it. So did you have a card on file for them? And of course, we always get a card for everyone. I was like, yes, but I'm not going to run it.
Yeah.
And he was like, run it or it's coming out of your check. And I was like, Hector, if I run their card, they're going to dispute it. And he's like, and if they dispute it, it's coming out of your check.
So either way.
It's a lose-lose, yeah.
So I just was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll eat it up. I'll eat it at the end of the night. So I add their shit to my tab. And I'll take care of it at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So then the night continues, and he's screaming about other shit. I have a couple of new bartenders behind the bar. We have these wooden barrels, and they're not supposed to go in the dishwasher because they're wood.
Right.
Well, one of the girls didn't know that. I just one of the things I didn't tell her yet. And so he opens the dishwasher, and he screams, Amanda, and I turn around. I'm in the middle of, like, talking to customers, and I was like, what's up? And he's like, does this? And I come over to where he's standing, and he's like, I fucking told you this doesn't go in there. You're so fucking stupid. Like, what do I pay you for? He's like, this is coming out of your fucking, he loves saying that. This is coming out of your fucking paycheck. He grabs the three barrels and throws them at me.
Oh, no, we got to whoop Hector. We got to whoop him, man.
And so that was, like, number two. And I still stayed. I still stayed. And this is in front of customers. We're behind the bar.
Is this still that Friday?
That was that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still in front of the whole fucking restaurant can see what's going on. And 10 minutes later, Ray shows up. And I immediately was like, I have to leave. I have to leave. Because if he sees how Hector is treating me, he's going to fucking shoot him. Because Ray always has his gun.
Shoot him!
Ray always has his gun and his knife on him. So there's going to be a hole in Hector.
Yeah. Either way.
Some kind of.
So I look at my girls behind the bar and I'm like, hey, y'all, like, I'm going to have to leave. And they're like, we've been waiting. When you're ready, we're ready. And so before I can even, like, do anything else, he yells at me again, and I was like, what's up? And he was like, the receipt paper. And I was like, what receipt paper? Because his wife earlier that week had bought the wrong receipt paper, and she asked me to return it to get the correct receipt paper. And I was like, so I go behind, you know, where it's at, and I get it, and I give it to him. He goes, that's not what I want. And I was like, what do you want? He goes, the receipt paper that you were not supposed to return. And I was like, well, Rachel, his wife, told me to return the receipt paper because we don't use that receipt paper in this restaurant. The bar doesn't use it. The servers don't use it. The kitchen doesn't use it. There's no need for that paper in this restaurant. Mm-hmm. He goes, I don't give a fuck. That receipt paper needs to be in my hand or you cannot step behind that bargain. I said, Hector, I'm telling you right now, that receipt paper is back at home or at Office Depot. Like, there's no getting it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And we do not use it.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't give a fuck. Figure it out. Go find me that receipt paper.
Okay, he just finding shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I go and I grab Rachel, his wife. I give her the rundown of everything that has happened within 1 hour of me being there. And she was like, I will handle Hector. Get back behind the bar. Because we're fucking packed.
Yeah.
And so I get back behind the bar. And I was like, hey, y'all, like, I'm ready. Are y'all ready? And I look at Ray and I was like, you need to leave. And he's like, what? And I was like, I need you to get up and walk out. I'll be there in 2 minutes. And he was like, no, what's going on? I was like, please. Please just get outside right now. I'm leaving. I need you to leave first.
I'll be out there in a minute.
Like, because I know
Yeah.
That man is, he'll fucking kill for me. And I cannot have that. So he gets up. He walks out the door. And I grab my stuff. And my girls are like, oh, we're done? And I was like, we're done. And literally, like, the whole bar is cheering us on as we're all walking out. They all get up and they walk out. And I was like, I fucking quit. I'm done. We're all done. We all quit. And like, they were closed Saturday. They were closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, finally opened up Wednesday. But then the whole shit with Temptations happened. So now Hector has like lawsuits up his ass right now.
Fuck Hector.
Because of Temptations. And then there's past employees from El Chato that have not gotten paid.
Yeah, so more lawsuits.
So more lawsuits coming. I just got a phone call from an attorney that's like, I guess, taking care of like 5 other past employees right now. And he's like, hey, like, can I represent you? And I was like, yeah, sure.
Fuck hell,
about to be a class action lawsuit over here. Yeah.
Like, there's literally videos.
I want to go to the restaurant just so I can, like, say you suck. Yeah. I'm probably still going to eat, though. But I was definitely telling
him. I told Stefan what was happening. He goes, damn it, Amanda, the food there's really good. I was like, Stefan!
Yeah, I definitely want to check. See, again, I was craving Mexican food.
The food there is really fucking good. Yeah. It really is.
Let me see. Let me look.
What's it called?
El Chato.
El Chato. Oh my god! But the reviews.
That's what I was about to read.
So, that's the funny thing is that after that night, a lot of people posted reviews. But what's happening is Hector is bribing people to write reviews. He'll go up to tables and be like, "I'll give you all a round of free shots if you write a review right now." So he's paying people to write reviews. But then the shots that he's giving them.
Oh, this place is pretty nice.
Is nothing but like watermelon.
There's the barrel.
I got 3 thrown at me. Let me see. Those bitches are big and they're heavy.
Yeah, they look fucking hefty.
Yeah, I fucked it. Shit. Yeah. Nigga, what the fuck? He would have been that bitch tussling, bro.
No, that's. I think that's Chino, and fuck Chino too, because he's a little bitch.
So that bar you were working at is over with.
Yeah. So I'm back at Truck Yard full time, which is great. I loved Truck Yard. You know, people
live in Dallas?
In Alliance Center, Fort Worth.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But same people.
Yeah.
But I'm back at Truck Yard full time, which is cool. And it's funny because all of the people that were at El Chato are now coming to Truck Yard.
That's what's up.
Like the employees and like the regulars that I had made in those couple of weeks. But
yeah, we ain't got no time for no motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Nah, nigga, angry bosses and shit like that. That shit wild. I cannot imagine someone treating me like that and I don't have to be here.
That's the thing. I was like, you know what? And I kept holding out because I was like, they owe me money. But I'm like, I'm never going to fucking see this money.
No, not the normal way.
I'm never going to fucking see this money.
Now he's going to have to pay everybody extra money.
Yeah.
So.
Hector, bro.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Crazy. So, that happened. That was fun. So, fuck Hector. Fuck El Chato.
Fuck El Chato. What that mean, the cat?
El Chato? No, Chato. Chato means, like smush face. So that's whatever, that's what his, because he looks like a fucking, he looks like he has, not, I don't want to say that.
Say it, shit, fuck
no,
it.
No, because it's rude to people with that Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just has like a fucking like smushed face.
Yeah.
He looks like a pug. He looks like a pug.
So he named
So well,
he got to be short too.
He is. He's short, he's fat. He's like a dark wrinkly Mexican with like a pug face. And so his parents would call him Chato, which is like smush face.
Yeah.
So he named his restaurant El Chato.
Well, that's
What's the cat? El Gato.
Gato.
Goof up now,
G A T O.
Ain't that what he said?
El Chapo is what he said.
He said El Chapo. You goddamn
good
right.
God. So, yeah.
You're having a real hard time.
That's why Spanish is my first.
Download Duolingo right now.
And I need Spanish for dummies.
Right
basic
now, words out the way. Right now. I'll get you all the basics. Bro, but don't even try to learn Spanish alphabet because some letters are whole fucking words.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Oh, they, I mean, they, I don't know if this is like the Americanized version, but like, I was like, I best said, che de, eh. Like, I know.
Okay.
It's like with a little, you know, with a little accent.
Okay.
With that little thing on top of it.
It's accent mark.
Yeah. I said the little thing, and you saw how my pinky went, nigga. You know the fuck that was, nigga.
Well, that shit crazy either way.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So, yeah, that shit happened.
What did, what's your man say after all the...
Bro, whenever I finally told him the whole story...
You're never going to work again.
He literally... he was like messaging the boys and he was like, hey, like we're rolling out there, like we got a fucking
motorcycle
like,
deep.
And I was like, oh.
The last thing we need is fucking Sons of Anarchy and the fucking in the fucking
Mansfield
in the fucking Mayans going at it, you know what I'm saying, in Arling, you know what I'm saying,
in Mansfield.
It's close enough, man.
So yeah,
that shit spill over into Arlington, nigga. I'm gonna have to, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know
it's funny because there was some fuck, what's that one motorcycle gang? I think it starts with an H.
Hell's Angels?
No. They're here in Texas.
That's old school.
That's
man.
Old school.
Shit, them niggas still rolling, nigga. I see the cuts, nigga.
All right.
I can't remember.
I be seeing the cuts.
But Mongol, not an H. I don't know why I said an H. Mongols. There was a group of Mongols at the bar one night. And, you know, I went up to them and I was serving them and they were talking about bike night. And Hector came over like mid conversation and he heard bike night and he was like, oh, and he started talking to them about bike night. And so I continued with the conversation and he looked at me and he was like, this is grown folks business. You're a little girl. Go over there.
Man, I would have slid that this nigga,
dude,
bro.
Man, this dude's just rude as fuck, man.
And the Mongols were like, hey, don't talk to her like that. Like, don't talk to her like that. Like, she's a lady. Respect her. Don't talk to her like that.
That's always been the name of the game, man. No women or kids, bro. You got to know how to talk to these people, bro.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he has anybody working for him.
I'm surprised he married. Bruh. What is wife?
Well, you know what's
wife?
Crazy? You know what's crazy? Is I feel really, really bad for his wife and his stepdaughter. Because there are times to where, like, I'll be talking to Rachel. Because Rachel, she's cool as shit. You know, she's the voice of reason. And I'm like, there's times to where me or some of the other employees be like, well, we have to tell Hector this, but we're scared. And she'd be like, dude, I'm right there with you. There's times where I'm terrified to go home.
And nah, like, Hector, just all he got to do is get his ass what, one good time. He ain't got to do that shit no more.
And you know what's crazy is there are times where Hector will start fights with customers And he'll never fucking swing. He'll talk so much shit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then he got other people coming and fighting his battles for him. I'm like, hey, you're a little bitch.
He has to be.
I better knock your ass out.
That's how I knew he was short. He got that short man syndrome.
He got short man syndrome.
Or he got to be, better than everybody.
He thinks that because he's loud and he screams that he's scary. And he's not. No. I ain't scared of you. I literally had a 6'3 man beat my ass. I ain't scared of you.
But, man.
Horrible losses.
But, yeah, I mean, also getting fucking raked over the coals for your money also hurt, too.
Yeah, that fucking hurt. It did hurt. But it's fine. Teach their own.
Nah, he about to get fucking...
Yeah,
He might be broke after all this.
Oh, no. And that's what I pray for. I feel so bad for his wife and for his daughter because they're so sweet. But, like...
Shit, they can get settlements, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Y'all
emotional
need
emotional distress.
Look, and that's what I'm going for. Yeah. Emotional distress. Look, physical violence. And, like, that's recorded because there are, like, 7 cameras behind that bar. So when they subpoena him for those cameras and those cameras aren't up...
You just got to find an old white couple on the BBB review and be like, they can vouch for me.
Well, that's the thing, though. Is there, like, I guess the lawyer has already reached out to everyone because there are, like, 7 or 8 reviews from that Friday night that were, like, we witnessed him doing this, doing that, screaming at the bartenders. They walked out, da-da-da-da-da. So, like, he's already, like, reaching out to those people to get their statements on what happened that night.
Yeah. I don't know.
That shit crazy.
Yeah. I figured that industry kind of restaurant, but that type of environment versus like the strip club environment have its similarities, but I never would have thought like the owners were.
Yeah, I've look.
Or like the bosses or whatever were dealing with.
I've been to so many restaurants in my life. I've never seen someone do that. At least in front of customers.
And I've been doing this since I was like 20.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how old am I? 29? Yeah, I'll be 30 this year. So I've been seeing this for 10 years. You know, even when I was a stripper. I wasn't getting talked to or screamed at like that. Like, yeah, like I would get a jab here and there,
sure,
or, you know, like a backhanded compliment, or, you know, I get some sly shit said to me by a manager, but like, it was never just outright like screaming in my face, throwing shit at me, like calling me names,
taking customers' beers out their hands.
Yeah. Like I've never, ever,
that is crossing the fucking line.
And telling a sweet little old couple to go fuck themselves and go fuck yourselves. Like who does that? Who does that?
I'm never,
that's fucking insane.
Like
I was like in fucking shock.
The thing with those type of people is they know who they can do it to and who they can't. That's what separates like the men from the boys. Like,
because he would have never done that to a grown man,
right?
Like, he would have never done that to Ray. He never would have done that shit in front of Ray, because it's crazy. Is whenever Ray walked in, Hector and Chino dapped up Ray. Oh, what's up, dude? We got your table right here for you. Let us know.
Yeah.
Because you don't fucking shoot your bitch ass.
Speaking of white boys, happy birthday to Steph. You know what I'm saying?
Happy belated birthday, Stephen. Fucking 40 years old. I'm just kidding. Please don't hit me. Please. I'm just kidding. Same
age. If Steph was 40.
I'm just kidding.
We are the same age.
No. He's 34?
Nah,
he'll
33.
Oh, I'm about to. Wait, y'all going too fast.
No, we're both 1990. He's just older than me.
Okay. So, yeah, 33.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Happy birthday to Steph. He's sick right now. Poor guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Probably whatever they had on Sunday.
Look, we went out to dinner, though, on Friday night. We did a whole family thing. Stephen, Katie, Zidane, Melody, Jackson, me, and Ray. We went to DeLuca's.
Oh, DeLuca's is good.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
DeLuca's is good.
Have you ever been to DeLuca's?
You need
to go. It's $25.
No, this man doesn't do fine dining, though.
But it's $25.
It doesn't matter, because he'll just get chicken tenders. It doesn't matter.
Wait. I do fine dining, man.
No, let me tell you. It's literally the Brazilian steakhouse of pizza.
Wait. Is that the place? No, that's not it. What's that other place called that, like, just bring out pounds and pounds of meat?
Texas Day Brazil?
Yeah.
That's a Brazilian steakhouse, bro.
That's why when you said steak, I
said it's the Brazilian steakhouse of pizza.
Okay. let's break it down again. I do fine dining, nigga. You ate at my mom and their house, nigga. You know how the fuck we get down, nigga. That's fine dining.
That's
nigga.
Fine dining.
That's Southern cuisine.
Look, that is Southern cuisine cooking,
Chris. Look. That's great. I'm talking about when we go anywhere.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
eat,
yeah. We don't do fine dining.
No, if look, if we let's say we're all in a group, right? Let's say there's eight of us, right? And then she's like, let's go to DeLuca's. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. And then Ridge probably has, you know, Ridge is a foodie. So
yeah,
like,
what about here?
Yo ass would be like, okay, I don't care where we go. Do they got chicken tenders?
Okay, but peep. So for my birthday that year, Dev did suggest we go somewhere that I've never been, right? So we get in there. I'm looking around. What's on these people's plates? What's on the table? Then I sit down. It's a nice spot. It's a nice establishment.
He ordered chicken tenders.
They didn't even have that shit. Oh. They what threw me off was like all their plates started at like $23. And I was like, and then, you know, the chick that I'm dating at the time was like, don't worry, I'll pay for everything tonight. It's your birthday, wooty woo. I was like, bruh, I'm not letting you pay for this because I'm not going to eat this and enjoy it. If you want me to be happy, let's go somewhere else. So we went to that barbecue spot. Black in Dallas. Is it Black? It's some barbecue spot. And it was like a chow line type of thing. You know, you slide your tray all the way down.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Ryan Jaleesa met us there. We had a great fucking time. I was like, this is more like it. Around our people. Why we got to be all sedity and stuck up? It's my fucking birthday. I don't want to be around all this shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to be around the vibes, nigga. I don't want to like act like we got to fit in somewhere and shit like that. And then let me take it a little step back further for you. I wore the barbecue spot in Memphis. That's like popular. I can't think of it. But I wore their t-shirt. Their merchandise is big. Like, it's a barbecue spot out there.
Okay.
Memphis something. I don't know if it's... I don't know. But either way, so a guy was there at the store, and he was like, have you ever eaten there before? I was like, nah, man. I don't even think I've ever been to Memphis. And I was like, wait, where did Martin Luther King get killed? And he was like, he got killed in Memphis. I was like, okay, yeah, I've been to Memphis.
Memphis Barbecue Company.
Nah, it's is it BB King's?
Duh, I don't know, bro.
It's a barbecue spot, right? Is BB King's the barbecue spot in Memphis? It's like...
Continue telling your story while I look.
It's got the... Okay, follow me, Don. It's like a red thing, a yellow thing under the red thing, and
yeah,
then a blue thing.
Yep. BB King's Blues Club.
Yeah. Okay. So I was wearing one of their shirts. Okay. So he asked me if I ever eaten there. Memphis got the best barbecue. I was like, nah, bro. Well, some of the best barbecue.
Look, false. I had some badass barbecue when I was in...
Memphis, they got good barbecue?
I said they do.
When I was in Kansas City?
Said the best. I said false.
No, when I was in Kansas City?
Kansas City has good barbecue.
Holy shit.
So, I was like, I've never been. Martin Luther King. I've been to the hotel Martin Luther King at because they turned that whole thing into a tourism spot. So, I was like, but there is a place in North Carolina. You already know what I told them. Well, I tell him.
Merch.
I told him merch.
Okay.
I told him merch. I said, look, bro. Old black man. I said, look. Some of the best chicken tenders you ever had in your life. I said, look, bro. They got Stevie Wonder on the wall. He's Michael Jackson. Lying, I'm like, bro. If you in North Carolina, go out there.
Have y'all ever gone to Reservoir and had their chicken tenders?
No, I haven't.
Oh my
Reservoir, God. Reservoir, boy, in San Antonio?
No, there's Reservoir.
You said Reservoir Dogs, Reservoir Dogs, Reservoir Austin. I mean, San Antonio. That's all I know.
Reservoir. Okay, there's two reservoirs. But Reservoir Toyota Music Factory in Irving, well, Las Colinas, and then there's the Reservoir. There's the Reservoir in Fort Worth on West 7th Street. But they've got the best chicken tenders I've ever had in my entire life, hands down. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that sauce is crack.
Diamond just took her mom to go see Janet Jackson at the Toyota
That's
Music
true.
Factory.
That's
yes.
She sent me videos. Ludacris was there. Yeah.
He just got his star, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah shout out to Luda.
Yeah. Vin Diesel was with him, and so was the other black dude that was in the...
Tyrese?
No, it wasn't Tyrese.
Yeah. Who was it? No, it wasn't Tyrese.
I watched this shit.
It was the black dude that went into space.
He went. It was Tyrese.
Him and Tyrese went into space.
But Tyrese wasn't there. I mean, well, I'll say this.
No, wait.
I watched Vin Diesel give his speech to Ludacris.
Okay.
So, and his was cool or whatever. But you know what's one kind of touched me, though, a little bit? I ain't going to lie. When Martin got his and Steve Harvey
was
speaking on him, I was like, yo, you forget, like, Martin really is the guy who kicked this door open for, like, generate, because of the whole shit he was doing with Def Jam Comedy, bro. Yeah,
and then he was like, he got the
LL Cool J. My bad.
What the fuck?
I don't fucking know. I don't know.
The black guy's face.
I don't even think LL been in space.
No, he has. He was on that movie in Mars. Whatever that movie is called.
I know, Anaconda.
Like vampires on Mars.
Not Anaconda, but Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah, but he did a movie. It flopped, but it was like basically vampires on Mars type shit.
Yeah, no,
it was terrible movie.
I don't know nothing about that. But Martin.
Oh wait, Tyrese was there. Okay, actually, the whole Fast and the Furious crew was
there.
They
should have been.
Yeah, they should.
They've been through like 20 movies together.
If they really about that shit, family,
Walker, man.
Family. I'm gonna be real with you right now. Vin Diesel fucking sucks.
For what though? As what? An actor or what?
As an actor, he's fucking terrible.
Bro, he's Groot, bro.
Huh?
He's Groot.
He said, "I am Groot,"
but he switches voice up every time.
Stacks.
Bro, they just do an effect on his voice. The better voice actor is Bradley Cooper. He kills that shit as fucking Rock Raccoon, bro. What are you talking about?
Okay, I haven't seen the new Guardians. Did he die?
No.
Okay, good, thank you.
Haven't seen that. Interested in Spider-Man, interested in The Flash, interested in Blue Beetle. I might go. I can tell right now Barbie's not going to be my cup of tea.
Barbie's going to be fire. Fuck that
Barbie
shit.
Is going to be phenomenal, even though
Did
Ryan.
Did you see she tried to take a shower and it didn't come out because it's a fake ass house? Love that shit. I love all that shit.
And you see how whenever she took her shoes off, she was still on her heels?
Yes. And then when her foot goes flat, she's like, oh my God. They're like, you're so gross. I love all. I'm going to see that shit day one. And Ryan Gosling is Ken. I'm all here for it. Swish.
But he's so old.
I don't care. I love all that shit.
He's so because
they're
old.
All just Kens. And he's like, what's up, Ken? What's up, Ken? What's up, Ken?
They're all Ken.
Yeah.
Even though Barbies all have different names.
And then
there's
then
Chelsea. There's Whitney. There's Barbie. There's Nicole.
Except
there's
for Michael Cera. He's like, there's Tim or something. He's like, and then there's Tim. I love all that.
I can't wait. It's going to be great.
I'm going to see Barbie.
Yeah, we're going to go see Barbie.
You know they use so much pink paint. There was a shortage nationally from that set they built.
Oh wow.
I was like, yo, they really went all out. That's fucking crazy.
That's dope.
I love
I'm
that.
Seeing that shit. Yeah. Spider-Man is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see that. My coworkers want to go see it next Friday.
I will warn you right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, oh, any just common viewer who doesn't like read the news about it. When this movie was first announced, it was just supposed to be one movie. But
into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, so whenever they got not after the first one was released, they were like, we're going to make a sequel. After 2 years of making it, they were like, yo, this movie's getting way too big. We got to split it into two movies. It's like way too long.
Right. Oh, okay. So there's going to be two movies.
Yes. Which the next one's called Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
So, but people were like confused because this movie ends on a cliffhanger, which if you knew the story, that's why it does. Because this movie was going to be like 5 hours if you just let it run.
Am I one of those? You know, whenever they were like, oh, Avengers, you know, is going to be like a million hours long. We have to cut it. Da, da, da. I was going to be like, I will sit through this bitch.
Well, yeah.
I will sit through a 5 hour movie.
So generally when you're making a movie, though, you're just filming scenes by the script and you're like, oh, this part doesn't need to be in there.
Right, right.
And if you do that through a whole film, you're like, oh, shit, we just killed like 20 minutes. But this movie, they were just like, it's animation. So
right.
You're just getting too long. And when you watch it, you're like, oh, yeah, this definitely need to be cut up, like, cut into two, because it's a lot going on.
Okay,
like,
I cannot wait to see it.
It fires in all cylinders, and you're like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And so it ends on a cliffhanger. My whole theater was like, oh, fuck, what the fuck, bro? Oh, no, that's fucked up, bro.
This is a kid's movie, y'all. Yeah.
Did you see the TikTok when he had told his mom that he's Spider-Man? He was like, he's black? Like the watcher was like,
no,
he's
black.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny.
No,
everybody in theater started
awesome
laughing.
Awesome off the fucking shit. And then like every time they did like a different character, they all have their own animation style.
I love
let me
that.
Ask you, fucking let me
crazy.
Ask you this right now, because everybody on Twitter, and when I mean everybody, I mean the women, went crazy for the dude with the afro, the Spider-Man with the afro,
Miles
Spider-Punk,
or whatever. Who voices him?
Daniel Kaluuya.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Idris for a second.
No, Daniel Kaluuya.
Okay, wait. They all went crazy for him.
Yo, so his character design is fucking crazy, though. So, like, they use, like, newspaper clippings from, like the Sex Pistols and shit. Because he's British. Mm-hmm. And every single part of his body is like a newspaper clipping. And then they're in different frame rates. So it's, like all fucking, like, dilated every time he, like, moves. So he moves, like, all weird and shit.
Yeah.
And every fucking person has shit like that. Like, attention to detail is crazy.
Jackson is, like, obsessed with Spider-Man. Obsessed. And it's like, fuck, I want to go take you, but also I want to enjoy this movie by myself. So, like, I'm going to
have
to
go twice.
I'm going to have to go twice. I'm going to have to take him, and then I'm going to go by myself.
Or go by yourself first and then take him.
However, look, I get it, mm-hmm. but this movie is, like, so much going on, he's going to be like, what? Fuck. Yeah. That's good. Our movie was, like, everybody was, like, tuned in, because it's, like, I'm talking about, shit. Like, to every second, like, you're like, boom, boom, boom.
He can watch it at home. It's fine.
Yeah.
We'll watch it when it comes on Amazon Prime.
Fucking work. I can't wait for the next one. But, yeah, it does. There's no after credit scene. Do not stay after.
Okay. Good to know.
There's nothing there.
I think the most recent movie that I saw in theaters was Evil Dead. That was the most recent movie I saw.
Most recent movie I seen, me and Diamond and her friend, we went to go see Creed. So and all that shit was Jonathan Majors.
So speaking of Fast Furious, it'll be on. I think it's on digital tomorrow.
Yeah, which is weird, right? Or
no, that's how the new theater shit works. Like it's like a 30-day.
Okay, then, cool. So I can watch it tomorrow.
Then they do digital, so I'm gonna rent that bitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna rent it.
Because I wasn't. Look, I'm invested. I wasn't gonna go see the theaters.
No. Oh, John Wick 4
is out on digitally.
Yeah. So my ex husband bought it, but we share a Prime account, so. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, man. All right. We stumbled upon something great. Oh, I'm glad.
Oh, God.
If you share.
But Vin Diesel fuck sucks.
if you share an account with your ex, how do you. Okay, so Spot. I have a. She's probably going to listen. Okay, so I put this girl I was talking to on my Spotify account,
sure.
Which made my shit from like. $8.99 to $16, whatever.
Okay.
We no longer speak.
Okay.
How do I go about.
Just kick her off.
Just switch it just and switch let her be.
Yeah, just kick her off.
It's not a conversation that needs to be had.
No, bro. If
you're paying for someone, you're not even getting anything out of it, just fucking kick her off.
If I was seeing people use my like Netflix and shit, I go to the settings, log out all of devices.
Yeah.
They can't log in again.
Yeah. Because, look, I'm like, yo. And then it's like, come on, man. In this particular situation, I'm a lowercase g god. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving her the gift of music. So I'm like, do I really want to take that away?
Spotify is free.
Yeah.
With ads.
With ads, yeah.
But
so? Who the fuck listen to ads, bruh? Hey.
You do now, bitch.
My nail tech listens to ads. Or not my nail tech. My lash tech. She listens to ads.
Some people don't take it as look, bro. Ads don't bother me as much as other people, bro. I will never buy YouTube Premium. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Never going to get it.
Even with Pornhub and like XX, like or XXX, like I don't have the premium. I'm just like, fuck it. I'll wait for the skip button to come and I'll just.
XXX is my go because they got the homemade videos. That shit looks super grungy.
But
and
will
shit.
You That's buy premium like. Though?
Fuck no.
Exactly.
I didn't even buy homegirl. I ain't buy your shit. I did it. I ain't gonna lie. When you sent me the link, it was in my
That's
my
different,
tabs
though.
And I was
That's
like.
That's different though.
A nigga curious.
No,
you
look.
Didn't support.
Hell, look.
Can you send me the money and I'll spend it on you? So it's
fuck
like,
you.
What does that even mean?
You know
fuck
what the fuck you
Christopher.
Mean.
Look,
you sending me the money, I'm subscribing.
You know what? Look. I'm tempted to step on your fucking shoes.
This shit. Got that's a little different for me. It's because that's like, you know her. The mystery is kind of like, the thing is like.
Yeah,
you know
but
what,
I wasn't.
You know who my like biggest supporters are? People I went to high school with.
Let me also say this too, though.
All of Bowie. Hey, what's up, Bowie? Thank you for the support.
Shout out to Bowie.
Shout out to Bowie.
My alma mater.
All of our. Did you go to Bowie?
No, he went to South.
No.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Our alma mater.
Honestly, when it comes to shit like that, I was just having this conversation with somebody about you that knows you and that knows you do the podcast. It's a woman. I'm not going to disclose who it is, though.
Do I know her?
I'm assuming so because she knows you.
Show me her.
I don't. Okay, I'll do that. Whatever. But anyways, we're talking about it, and I'm like, we talk about sex a lot on the podcast. She listens to the podcast, or she did, maybe until the news, right? of me.
Might still listen. What's up?
I don't know. But I was like, yeah, we thought about sex a lot, and you know, whatever. And she was like, so you don't ever get tempted to go look or anything. I was like, fuck no, I see this person every week, bro. I don't want to think about ass and titties and pussy and shit. Like, I'm sitting across from this person. That's why I really didn't look. It was really out of respect.
I've seen a news video.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like everything you're saying, I'm just thinking titties. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna do that. Like
booty
that
hole.
I can't do that. Then I had another conversation with another female friend of mine, and she was speaking about us having women co-hosts now.
Uh-huh.
And like, do you ever think about that or whatever? And I was like, me and Diamond Dated, been there, done that, whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. Because I'm like, I see these people, bro. Like, I don't think about that shit. Like, at all.
We're family.
Yeah, at all. Like, even when they go into graphic, horror book, novel detail about all this shit, I'm still here. Perfect example. LeBron just scored 38 points, bro. You saw that shit. You didn't see it, but I'm watching the game. Why y'all talking about this shit? But then even I got to think about my performance on the pod when they start doing that. Like, it's something that I don't engage in because I don't like talking about it.
We know.
I'm old school. That shit's sacred. You know what I'm saying?
Is it?
I never went.
I was about to say that. Is it sacred?
Well, okay, but like, as a man.
To you, bro.
Talking to Dawn be like, I GTD. You know what I'm saying? I got the draws. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's one thing. But like, expressing it on a public forum like that.
Funny you bring that up is because. I remember a while ago, Shelby was like, "What do y'all talk about?" Like, cause like, on y'all's group chat, and I was like,
"Oh,
I was like me and no, cause she listens to pod,
yeah.
Okay, but she knows what we talk about. Yeah, she has no problem with it. I was like, but she was like curious, cause you know, in girls group chat be like all over the place,
bruh. We'd be saying some shit.
I was like,
this guy,
I was like, you would be. I was like, I don't know what you think be happening.
It's not that.
It don't be happening.
Not in the group chat.
I will say when we were younger. Maybe. It might have been, but it would be more. It would be one person bringing
Chaz.
Well, we never been in a group chat with Chaz.
But it would have been him.
Even when it was me, you, Ridge, Justin, Jimmy, Jesse, I'd be the one that would be like, "Yo, this bitch just threw up in my bed." You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I'm saying we're not sitting there like, "Yo, bitches y'all on?" Yeah, like, we don't do that shit,
nah, bro. We miss that because I think that's happening more so later than when we. Started when group chats became a thing, like it was like Dalton would be like trying to coordinate trips, or there was a game that you could win money on back in the day. Dalton was trying to get everybody on, and there was a certain time you had to play.
Yeah.
So Dalton be like, "All right, y'all, everybody get online, and all our dumbass will be supporting it.
That quiz shit,
and be online." And
God, we got so fucking close.
Sports and shit. And never be about
never.
What happened last night or
damn
whatever.
Don't ever to this day do not ever go into my look. If Ray ever was like, "Let me see your phone," yeah, babe, for sure. Let me see the group chat. Absolutely fucking not. You ain't
locked.
Going in my girl's group chat.
locked,
deleted, ultimate erase. Go to the deleted file and delete that again.
Yeah,
restart the whole phone. You are not going through my girl's group chat. None of them.
I got a.
Her girl's group chat's pretty funny. Because they'll be talking about some shit. Be like, "This Shelby, it's not for you. You married." And then they'll start going off on some shit. But
that's respect, though.
This Shelby, this ain't for you.
They all know who I am. They know what's up.
Yeah.
I think they have an idea.
I need to see who this girl is that I supposedly know. So let me see her social.
Let me see
what's up with
girls.
It.
If she didn't block me, too.
Good lord. Well, then get up on mine.
No, I should be able to pull
it. Sometimes it costs, buddy.
Yeah.
It costs to be the boss. I just told my dad that.
You know what's
funny?
Is I just had a guy.
Do you know who that is?
I don't know who the fuck this is.
Maybe she just knows from the.
I know that person.
Yeah, okay.
I know that person.
Yeah, we went to school. Yeah,
we went to school with her.
Maybe she knows you because, you know, just being around or whatever.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just.
Some big ass ears. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
That could be from, you know, the dad's side or whatever.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, all right, goddamn.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
I know, I was just going through, making sure. I don't know that person.
Wait, let me see something right quick.
But, you know.
Sure. Have you ever came across in your journeys?
In my journeys.
You know what I'm talking about.
You know what's funny is that one night when I was working at El Chato, this girl that I did not go to high school with, but I went to high school with her man.
Do you know her?
Can you click on her profile?
This is the only thing she got.
Can I see? What's her name?
Oh. Don't say it loud. Oh, I'm supposed to say. Oh, well, that's going to be a tell, too. All right, if y'all know her, give me my goddamn phone.
Can't tell for the video. They're looking real intense right now.
Wait, where's the... Oh, that's it? I don't know that person.
You show her a clip or something?
I don't know that person.
Yeah, we all good. Everything couple steps. Yeah.
Do I know these people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that person. Okay. It's crazy because, like, I when I was working at El Chato, there was...
I just saw your fucking necklace, bro. That is so gay.
I've had this for like ever.
I've never seen it until just now. Wow. All right. I know what yours means.
Why is it gay?
It's fucking gay. It's cute gay, not gay gay.
Shouts to you, man.
Yeah, shouts to you.
Shouts to Ray.
Shout out to Ray.
Shout out to Baby Ray's.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ray Charles. Baby Ray's.
But no.
I'm bringing my necklace out too.
Look, I love your necklace.
Look, you ain't got one, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's why you hate. Nigga, you're a hater. Nigga, you wish you had someone that loved you like that.
Jesus does.
He ain't real. Next.
Oh, man. That's a whole different can of worms right there.
Don't do that.
Next.
Spectacles, testicles, watch. That's how you remember how to do it.
You say testicles while you're blessing the Lord. Okay.
Spectacles, testicles, watch.
All right, do what you say, man. I'm
crazy.
They did it in that movie with Ben Stiller and the dude who played the Hulk.
Chris Edward Norton.
Yeah. What's the movie called? That's one of my favorite movies too. I can't think of the name of it right now. But you know, he was a Ben was is he Jewish? Yeah, Jewish, and the other guy was Catholic. They were both priests or whatever. They weren't supposed to be friends. They're best friends, and they both liked the same girl or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a great movie.
Was that Along Came Polly?
No.
No.
That was,
I forgot the, I don't know, remember that name.
Fuck.
I don't know.
Great fucking movie,
Speaking
bro.
Of Along Came Polly, though, that scene with Philip Seymour Hoffman kills him when he played basketball.
The Raven! Yeah, rest in peace to the guy.
Yeah,
bro.
He was so good.
Have y'all, did y'all ever watch White Man Can't Jump remake?
No. I am.
I can't do it, Amanda.
I'm going to do it.
I'm
going to do it.
Look,
I don't want to see Jack Harlow.
Why is everyone hating on white men? Everyone's hating on Jack Harlow and fucking Matt. Like, everyone's hating on Matt Rife right now. And Jack Harlow. Like,
Matt
why?
Who?
Matt Rife.
No.
Who's
comedian.
That?
I think he's funny, and I like Jack Harlow. I just say I don't want to watch him in that
movie. Wait. Is Matt... What? Matt what?
He's going on tour. People Matt are like, Rife. What the fuck? Because, actually, Kamara tweeted...
Is this the guy who was... Somebody just... Brian posted look, his shit?
Matt Rife.
The white dude.
Oh, God. He good.
He's
funny.
Fucking hilarious.
The shit but he did with the mom in okay, the crowd?
Yes. Okay, so here's my thing, though. Here's my thing, though. He's fucking hilarious, but he's funny because he plays off of the audience.
Yeah.
He's going on a worldwide tour with sold-out stadiums.
He's coming to Dallas.
And so it's like, how is that going to work?
He can play out. All you got to do is find one.
The front.
Okay.
The front row.
Let's see how it goes. Look, I would untie my tubes for that, man.
I just spill it.
Why are you making messes?
For the blood gets spilled.
For the blood gets spilled.
Okay,
this motherfucker.
Was Woody Harrelson in the movie at all?
Fuck.
Did he make a cameo at all?
No, no one did.
Damn it, that sucks.
Okay.
Let's go on. White tables probably wouldn't be the best for this setting. But also, I'm sure we're not supposed to have all this liquid around the boards. So, while we're lingering, I'll bring y'all into something that I had a thought about last night, right?
What's that?
Oh, wait. Pause. I can announce it now. I'm engaged.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can announce it now.
Been a couple weeks. That's what happened.
I think it's been like a month, 3 weeks, a month, something like that.
Almost a month.
It's been almost a month. I'm engaged.
Congratulations.
Ray, pop the question.
Pop the question. Pop the cherry.
Look, we spoke it into existence.
Did you say yes?
What?
I was saying, did you say yes?
No. Oh, wait, did I say yes to what? What?
His proposal.
You said, I'm dumb. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Saying, she said yes.
Yes, I said yes. Are you
kidding
me?
Now we're waiting for yes to the dress.
Yes. So we are all the gals. I guess we're doing brunch. I didn't know that. But all the gals on Saturday, I guess we're going to go to brunch, and then we're going to go wedding dress shopping.
My ass going to be at work making sure the world keep turning. All right? Because I don't get no days off.
And let me know if you get like a cute little white dress.
People do drop off like vintage wedding dresses.
Yeah, because I need two dresses. Shit. I mean, hell, I'll wear vintage.
I just want to hear Raiden talk real quick.
Oh, okay.
Oh, papacito. Yeah. Que lindo, mijito.
We put him in the sink yesterday.
Why put my baby in the sink?
Just to rinse him off.
Oh, okay. And Papa. Yeah. Girl, he's a chunk.
I got him to turn up today on the couch, so I feel
pretty
good about
him. I saw that.
He was really in there turning up. He was really in there turning up.
Look, I want to babysit.
Just tell Shelby.
Tell Shelby. I was like by proxy.
Shelby, let me babysit.
Because
she's the one that I had to go to work, so she's the only one that be.
I will babysit, please. Please, 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 please. Like, my son don't love me. He tells me no. He literally, I'll be like, do you love mommy? No.
Oh.
Okay, can mommy have kisses? No. And he tells me the side eye too. He'll go, no. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll see who fucking feeds you. I'm just kidding. I feed him. I'm just kidding, guys. Just kidding. He eats a lot.
Tell me you love me. And you'll get these chicken nuggets.
Oh, no. He don't like chicken nuggets no more. He likes chicken fingers.
Okay, he upgraded.
He upgraded.
Chicken Let me upgrade. So, yeah, I'm
Sorry, continue.
So, from, I don't know. I got to a point where I started making beats like regularly or whatever again.
Yeah.
And I've been, excuse me, feeling really good about where I've been in the space I've been making beats.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, that's true.
He said I'll be the judge of that.
So, I mean, I'm in a weird spot because.
I mean, you just get back in the swing of things though.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like what I'm working on now. I have no obligations. Like, I'm not working on anybody's album or whatever. But if I post something on IG because I'm excited and I want other people to be like, oh, no, nah, that shit fire. Uh-huh. My DMs start jumping, right? Like, send me this, it's fire, whatever, whoopty whoop. So I feel obligated, like, oh, yeah, you want it. That, you know, I'll send it. But I send them a pretty good version, but I keep working on the beat afterwards. Like, I'll go turn up the hi-hat, pan it, whatever, you know, just fucking with shit.
Tinkering, yeah.
Exactly, Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word. Like, my beats folder in my phone is called Tinkers. So I got this idea to drop a beat tape called Tinkers.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to use a picture of Tinker Jordans. Hatfield whatever, you know, superimpose my face.
Oh, just
face.
Him?
Yeah, okay, and write Tinkers on there, you know what I'm saying, volume one, whatever, right?
Sure.
Then I got an idea. I was like, booty boo, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go too much detail. Don't steal my idea. I'm going to shoot y'all niggas. So then I got this record that I've been sitting on for at least a year, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to Brandon. I sent it to Chaz. I sent it to Justin, Brandon's cousin, Justin. Armani. A couple of, you know, women friends that I have, and I've been getting yeses across the board, like, this is it, this is it. But, you know, I've always tried to be, like, more, I don't want to say conscious, but, like, just, you know, I wanted to rap, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That song, for me, it was a night.
And so you are rapping on this record?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a record for me where I was like, I want to have fun. I don't want to try to do.
Have I heard this record?
All the girls, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, I want to just have fun. And I was doing a lot of coke. I was doing a lot of coke, writing verses.
Well, saw the girls.
Doing coke, writing verse, whatever, like trying to, you know, figure out how to have fun without trying to make it like Jay-Z worthy verse or whatever, right? Got to the point where it was good. So maybe not last weekend. It wasn't. The weekend before last, Zach and Chantrez were at the house. And I was like, let me play y'all what I've been working on lately. Let me get y'all, you know, y'all's feedback or whatever. And I was like, this is good. And then, you know, some couple of beats I ain't getting nothing from, you know. So maybe I got to go back in on those. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. That's cool. But I played all the girls for Chantrez.
She feel that one?
She was feeling it. So she was like, yo, Chris, this is good. This is really good. And I was like, okay. You know, Chantrez, she's pretty mute.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So if I get something out of her, then it's like, okay. Even though I've gotten all these yeses before, I was like, I feel good about this.
If you get in the move.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, all right, let me. I sent it to Donnie today to get mixed.
Yeah, okay.
The whole point of the story was, okay, the song is only a minute, right? It's just a verse. The beat's hard, whatever. But I'm like, I got to do more than just drop this record. And videos have always been my Achilles heel. I'm always awkward in them. I don't know what to do with my hands. Shit like that, right? So I was thinking of ways to get this record to go because of the time that we're in. You got to have some type of visual, especially if the song's only a minute. Like, something's got to go with this. So I came up with, like, three ideas, and I wanted us to pick the best one.
Okay.
Because that's the one I would go with.
All right.
One, you need me to twerk. Not the best idea.
Okay.
I am 1,000% behind that idea. Do it.
Okay. Wait, Dalton twerking? That wasn't one of them.
Oh, it should be. Okay, so you have four options then.
Okay, four.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll say that.
Okay.
Right. Then that's the bottom of the list. So.
So you say.
So, the first one, mm-hmm. I had an idea, right? But I don't know. Oh, you got to walk with me, all right?
God. I'm trying to wait till you tell me what it is.
Let's see what's up.
Opening scene in Belly.
Yeah, okay, blue lights.
And they're just slow-mo walking through the club.
Sure.
That's the whole video.
You can wear color contacts?
That's the whole video. I'm not wearing color
okay.
contacts.
Okay.
But that's the whole video.
The whole video?
Yes, because it's only a minute. So we're slow walking into somewhere, right?
With blue lights.
Blue lights, because it's going, you know, make everything.
So, like the Wu-Tang show.
Basically, I guess.
Because that was about a minute, that whole part.
Yeah. So, that was my first idea.
Okay.
But obviously, other things are happening.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is just slow walk, slow-mo video.
So, there's a lot of background light. Things that are happening.
Right. But the still would be me just walking through or me.
Okay.
Okay.
Whoever, right? That was one, which I feel like creatively, if you execute that right, we got one, right? The second video idea that I had involves Katie, involves you, and involves Diamond.
Okay.
I was thinking about Diamond or Katie having that Jeep. Okay. Doors off.
Oh, right? Okay. Take the doors off.
Just busting donuts in the parking lot. But they are driving and
so
doing
like
all
the
this
Otis
shit.
Video, but girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm just rapping my verse.
They're behind you?
No, in the car. I'm in the passenger.
You're in the car with them. Okay. Right.
You know, we stop, get out, do whatever, whoopty whoop, somebody else start driving, whatever, something like that. But I didn't know how Katie would feel about, you know, using her vehicle
about
like
Stefan.
That. Well, yeah, that too. You know what I'm saying? But I already thought about all that, and I was going to be close to home for one. So do it at like Brian's parking lot because nobody knows what Brian's parking lot. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're all safe. There's no cars. We're just out there doing our thing. I'm shooting a video. Third video was obviously the most like accurate, was to like get a bunch of girls and just twerk or whatever in the video. You know what I'm saying? Just something that makes sense for the song. But I feel like visually, I don't know if y'all with me. So it sounds very basic, but the way it would go with the record, I feel like it'll work.
You talking about the Belly one?
The Belly and the just driving the Jeep around.
I
that would be the hardest video, is the driving the Jeep one.
Honestly,
hardest to do? Or?
Yeah, it'd be hardest
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like Dalton twerking would be it.
Just all the girls in it.
Yeah, that nah. was
because they're gonna be spanking some bitches. So they're not gonna spank Dalton Smith. Right.
I did, just
but you
say
gotta clinch, Dalton. You gotta clinch.
I got a fat ass though.
Nah, I did just say you gotta mark his ass.
I got a fatty. I don't know what
he said. I got a fatty
I don't
on
know
me.
Who told you?
You got America's ass.
I told you.
But I'm playing with the ideas.
I like the first one.
Belly would be good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you eat, you could incorporate three into one though. That's the point.
That's true.
There's gonna be a bunch of random shit happening. So you got bitches twerking.
Right.
You got probably a random drug deal in the back.
Right.
No, anything like that.
Yeah, you
gotta
have
the
that.
Point. You're not paying attention to any of that shit.
Right.
You're just walking
all the girls.
To whatever. Yeah. You know.
All the
you're
girls.
Doing. And then you gotta have some kind of reference to cocaine somewhere in those.
So it just so happens we got an all white vehicle.
Boom.
Possible. If she agrees, they agree.
How about you pull up in her Jeep?
Yeah.
And then you walk into the belly. Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry.
See how... See,
let's get all three ideas into one.
Right. And then the fourth, Donald Tarkin.
But there is no Hype Williams in this situation.
Now, that's where it comes into play. Yeah. Because I was thinking about Jesse. Obviously, that's always our go-to. But I was thinking about reaching out to Tev to get a nicely done visual.
He is the shit. And he would understand... He would... I think he would get what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
And he might know a spot to do that. So.
Yeah, and I got 10, you know what I'm saying, about 10 days. Donnie needs time to mix the record. So...
Yeah, reach out to Tev, for sure.
Yeah, I'll definitely...
You should have, like, a bunch of cameos, though, in the video.
Yeah, random, just random.
Like John Doe somewhere.
Everybody who's been on the podcast, yeah, like, who's, like, available.
Gotta get Joseph in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Preaching to somebody or something in the background.
Yeah, not for you.
He's gonna throw a game control on the ground. I don't play games.
I don't play games. But honestly, though, I listened to, between yesterday and today, I listened to that record probably 100 times. Literally, just listening to it.
I just need to get right into that video.
I really feel it. I could just, like, just be holding him, turning up.
You want to hold right him? All right, okay. Like, he your son?
It's my godson, man.
But you're going to be like, yeah. You're going to be trying to use myself for clout. Fuck you.
Come on, man. I told y'all that from day one. When you told me, Chevy, I was like, yo, I'm gonna take that nigga to the mall. All that shit.
Because you're going to be like, yeah, it's my godson. Yeah, so I'm like, watching him. Oh, he's not taking.
Yeah, I get what you're doing. Ain't no kids, but we can make one. You feel me? Do we got any closing statements, though? Because I got some things I got to take care of back on the south.
Oh, no.
I do. I got to take care of some things.
Oh, okay. God. Well.
This is a great pod, though, for us not having any topics.
No, it's good. Naturally, man. You know, we got a bunch of good news. We got crazy shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Shootings, marriage, horrible bosses.
That's a movie trilogy right there.
It's a movie trilogy. They get up for fuck.
Yeah.
You know.
Wait, what city is your wedding going to be in?
We're actually looking at venues like all next month.
It's going to be in local or
it's going to be local, okay. Yeah. And then we're going to do kind of like what Stefan and Katie did. The venues that we're all looking at, they all have lodging because I want like 20 of our closest friends to like stay because.
Can I be one of your bridesmaids?
I've already got all the bridesmaids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can be an usher.
Yeah, take me to my seat, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I could be an usher.
You can be an usher, yes. Because I already have someone that's going to be like a flower guy, but he's going to be handing out like bottles. So here's the thing: is there are no children allowed at all?
Perfect.
Like, because
we did the same thing.
So because I'm having an open bar and drugs, lots of drugs.
We already talking about? Ain't you talking my language?
So Melody, Zidane, and Jackson, they're going to be there for like this.
Automatic,
yeah. For the ceremony, because obviously all three of them are in the wedding.
Yeah.
And then, like, once the dinner is over, like, we'll do, like, the dances and we'll take pictures and shit. Once the dinner is over, they are being picked up and they are leaving.
Sure.
Because
I got you.
We're all getting fucked up and we're all doing stupid shit.
We got to hear Suavemente one time.
Chris, shut the fuck up.
Suavemente.
I need you to shut the fuck up. I need you to shut the fuck up. I definitely want like Magic City, like MC Magic. Like, we're going to do that, but not Suavemente.
Oh. You don't want to listen to Suavemente?
Absolutely not. And there will be no Cupid Shuffle or fucking.
We don't ask for that.
We're not doing that stupid shit. There will be no Cupid Shuffle and there will be no.
Electric slide. There won't be no line dance.
No line. You know what?
Look, she's finna say some white shit. Pesley. What's his name?
She gonna play Cotton Eye Joe in his
I don't know. I kind of want the. I love the electric slide.
No, electric
slide. Fire.
Yeah, I love the electric slide. Or a cha cha
slide, right?
No.
Cupid Shuffle is mega lame.
No Cupid Shuffle, no cha-cha slide.
Electric slide's good.
Electric slide.
And the wobble. Wobble's fine.
Too. No wobble.
Okay. Wobble's fine.
No wobble.
Wobble is a little played out.
No, none of those. We could, you know what?
You want to Kang Wang with it?
No. You know what? Fuck it. We ain't doing none of that shit. Nothing but fucking 80s and 90s hip-hop, R&B. Like, that's what's going to be playing at my fucking wedding. It's literally going to be like a fucking cookout.
That's we got to give a ride through this world. You're all alone. Just for his biker friends.
Shut up. Absolutely not. You don't know this man.
A
perfect
life. Hey, you're uninvited.
The devil's dead. Until you die.
We'll give you a review on the pot after.
Yeah.
God chased his world. Or look this word. And look, Sons of Anarchy was that shit. Dude, I wanted
to really record nigga. Live on location.
It really was.
We'll be like, we're at Amanda's wedding right now. And,
reporting
Step Brothers
live.
Podcast is reporting.
We might do that shit. I don't know.
Let's fucking do it. Bring it. Fuck it. You know what?
We got to play some New Orleans bounce music, too, for sure.
Okay, yeah.
Because this chick, I don't know who she is, but she got this New Orleans bounce joint. She dropped, like, the little trailer for the song coming out, the video.
The short?
Nigga.
We'll play in the car.
Yeah, that shit go crazy. But, yeah. We got to head out, though, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the time. I got shit to do, people to see. Things of that sort. You know what I'm saying? I'm off tomorrow. If anybody want to hang tomorrow, I'm free.
I work tomorrow. I work at 5 p.m.
Oh, well. Where are you working at tomorrow?
Truck yard in Alliance Center. Fort Worth.
Oh, no.
You ain't going all the way up there.
I ain't going to the front.
No. And it's more of like white people thing.
I can fit in. Totally.
However, they do got good cheesesteaks.
I do like a good cheesesteak.
They have actually the truck yard. The food trucks that are there are bomb as fuck, except for Jaywalk. Jaywalk can suck my dick. $47 for some dry ass pork belly and some crusty ass like rice and salad. Fuck you.
I always just get the Philly cheesesteak.
Well, they have multiple food trucks.
Yeah, so. That's all I always get every time I went there.
Yeah, Philly cheesesteak is bomb though.
I'll come check you out one day. It ain't gonna be tomorrow though.
Well, I work 5 days a week, so you know.
It won't be tomorrow though.
It won't be tomorrow.
It ain't
tomorrow though.
That's it though.
We out. Sure, sweet. We be back, bitches. Peace and chicken grease. Yurt.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.